you look nice.
Yeah. I'm going to go get Van. I've never picked up a guy at the airport before. It's going to be so romantic.
Yeah, it's like Paris with nachos.
I am taking Van to dinner to celebrate his first away game. Oh. You know, this is the first time he's ever come back from being away.
Hey, Cheyenne, can I go with you to pick up Van?
Oh, Jakey, I don't think you'd want to.
Why not?
Well, when Van gets off the plane, he's going to see me, and I'm going to be standing there looking awesome, and he's going to drop his bags, and I'm going to leap into his arms, and we're going to hug, and we're going to kiss. And...
All right! Gross, you ruined it!
You really did.
Hey, I'm home!
Van!
Oh,
I was going to come get you!
Well, I got an earlier flight, and I wanted to surprise you. Surprise! You!
Well, next time you surprise me, tell me, okay?
At least we can still go to dinner.
Oh, shoot. I already got something on the way home with my buddy who drove me.
Well, that's great, Van. You ruined every romantic plan I had.
Well, Mrs. Montgomery, I have some plans of my own.
Go out. Go out to dinner before you make me lose my appetite.
But I really am full, and I'm not just saying that like I do when you make dinner.
Well, you can just sit there and watch me eat and talk to me. You better be entertaining.
Have fun. Hello.
Hi. Is Van here?
Oh, he just left. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, he left this in my car. Could you give it to him, please? Thank you.
Oh, whoa. Wait just a second. Are you the buddy that Van had dinner with?
Yeah.
And you brought him home?
Yeah. I work for the team. I'm Kate. And you are?
Worried.
Pirates are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I wanna be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Tell me a little bit more about Van's jacket.
He left it in my car.
Oh, so you and I have a lot in common, because he left his daughter in my house. She's upstairs. She's a baby.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Kira.
I'm Kate. I'm a friend of Van's.
A friend of Van's?
What, Van can't have friends? What's so weird and suspicious about that?
We met on the team. I'm in publicity, and we had dinner because we're thinking about doing a profile of Van.
Oh, so you had dinner with Van and Cheyenne. I only asked because, as a couple, they fascinate me.
Nope, just Van.
Just Van. That naughty boy.
Well, I better get going.
Okey-doke.
Thanks for the tea.
Very, very good.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I gotta go.
Kira, Van had a business dinner with a business associate.
Yeah, a hot one. Man, as soon as I move out, you people decide to get interesting.
Maybe I could take the door off and it would save you some time. Do you need something?
Where's Van? Out to dinner?
Kira said Van went out with some really cute girl who returned some of his clothing.
You never returned the clothing. I mean, what did Cheyenne say?
Well,
she doesn't know.
Well,
he lied to my daughter?
Well, he didn't exactly lie. He said he had dinner with a buddy.
Yeah, we heard. A hot one.
I missed you more.
No, I missed you more.
I will be upstairs. Brushing my teeth.
So you guys had a good time, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Except I bashed my face in the salad bar sneeze guard. My own fault. I sneezed.
Oh, it must be nice to enjoy a meal with your wife after being on the road. Ah, the road. Lonely, open road.
Yeah, it must get awfully boring eating with your buddies all the time, huh?
Does it?
Well, then let's talk about the weather. Is it chilly outside?
Yeah.
Chilly enough, you might need your jacket.
Oh, hey, my jacket. I thought I left it in... Oh.
Oh?
Oh, that's all you can say? Oh?
Here's one for you. Aha!
I told Cheyenne I left it on the plane. She's right upstairs. Would you please be quiet?
Buddy, if I were you, I'd be more worried about where Cheyenne's father is. Me!
I'm right here!
Okay, Van, what's going on?
So I got a ride home with this girl, Kate. What is the big deal?
Well, the big deal is you made Kate sound like a Brian or a Tommy or a Fred or a Pierre or Alejandro.
I think you owe us an explanation, but...
Okay, we were talking business, okay? This profile could really help my career.
And that's it?
That's it! I mean, come on, guys, you know me. Do you really think I'd do something like that?
No.
Sorry, Van.
Okay, if it's all so innocent, why didn't you just tell Cheyenne that Kate brought you home?
Because Cheyenne is really, really jealous of other women. In high school, I did this report on Margaret Thatcher, and she was like, why don't you have a baby with her?
Well, she's way more mature now, and I think you should have told Cheyenne.
Was that how you all feel?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Well, all right then. The no's have it. Thanks, Mr. H.
Agree with him, Brock. He lied to Cheyenne.
Yeah, to save himself a huge hassle.
Oh, so you're okay with someone lying to their wife?
Yeah. Are you comfy with that, Brock?
Look, I've never been comfortable with lying, but sometimes women overreact, and telling them stuff only makes it worse. Except for you, honey.
Lying in a marriage always leads to trouble.
She never has to find out.
But because we know about it, we're involved. And there's no way I can look my daughter in the eye and lie to her.
Just put it out of your mind.
Oh, is that what you do, Brock?
No, look. You're both overreacting. It's over. It was a jacket in a car. I don't see how it's ever going to come up.
It's a lie. It'll find a way.
Yeah, well, it's still their life, so butt out.
But
out.
But
out.
Fine. China. So Van was just having a business dinner and didn't want to upset Cheyenne. That's all that happened.
How did something so interesting suddenly become so boring?
Hey, look, Van thought he lost his jacket.
Interesting again.
Who found it?
Van's what? Huh?
Van's jacket.
What?
Mom?
Hey! That's Van's jacket!
It came overnight express from the airline. They found it on the plane and sent it over. I signed for it and tipped the guy $5. So whenever you can get that back to me, Cheyenne.
Oh, sure, thanks. I'll go get my purse.
Wait a second. That's a lie, and you came up with that way too quick, little missy.
Okay, what is going on?
Oh, this is silly. And, you're gonna laugh your butt off. Oh, you know, this didn't come overnight express.
Oh.
Yeah, Van's buddy who dropped him off, dropped this by because, Van left it in her car. Coffee?
Her car? As in she?
As in a woman?
Well, I never thought about it that way, but yeah.
Wait. This woman, was she young and pretty, or was she old and ugly?
Hey, some older women can be pretty too, you know.
Just answer me, Mom.
Well, she was pretty young. I mean, not pretty young. I mean, she was young and pretty.
Well, what did she say? How does he know her?
Well, she works for the team, but it's strictly professional.
Oh, my gosh. Does she sleep in the same hotel as him? Nothing good happens in hotels, Mom.
Oh, Cheyenne. I think we're missing the point here. What? The good news is Van got his jacket back.
Oh, yeah, that is good news.
Kind of gives it that rugged outdoorsy look, don't you think?
Oh, hey, Mrs. H. Where's Cheyenne? I got her some flowers.
Oh, that's a good idea. You might want to throw in a diamond ring, a convertible, and a beach house.
Well, I kind of blew all my cash on the flowers.
Oh, wait!
What for?
I don't know.
Mrs. H., my flight leaves tonight, and don't make me say I want to spend some alone time with your daughter. We know that both makes us feel a little uncomfortable.
Yes, it does. Look, Van, Cheyenne knows that Kate brought you home.
What? I can't believe you told her, Big Mouth! Ma'am?
I had to tell her. I can't lie to her.
Well, what did she say?
Oh, nothing much.
Well, I don't hear slamming. Are my clothes all over the front lawn?
I don't know.
Maybe she's taking it okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I want your cheating clothes out of this house.
What? Why?
Because they're your work clothes. You wear them when you play on your team, the Gigolos.
All right, listen up. Hold on. Neutral corners. Let's talk about this.
Oh, if he wants to talk about it, why doesn't he just talk to, what's her name?
Kate.
Mrs. H.
Kate. Why don't you just talk to your buddy Kate over dinner with your jacket off?
Okay, all right. Look, Cheyenne. I'm sure Van is sorry that he lied.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, talking didn't work. Let's try some quiet time. Come on.
You know what? I was trying to save myself from this. And if I did anything wrong, you made me do it.
Oh, so it's my fault?
Well, I know it's not mine. I didn't do anything.
And why am I supposed to believe that?
Why aren't you, huh? I mean, I don't want to be with anybody else. And I'm sick and tired of feeling like I have to lie all the time. You know what? I'm glad your mom ratted me out like a mob stoolie. I'm relieved.
Well, so am I, because I finally know that my husband's a big, fat, lying fibber.
I can't talk to you anymore.
I can't talk to you anymore, so why don't you just get out?
Fine, I'm gone.
Fuck!
But only because I enjoy taking long walks.
Well, enjoy!
But I will!
Seriously, I gotta move back here.
Still think she should give me the benefit of the doubt. I mean, isn't it innocent until proven guilty? What she's doing is un-American.
Man, it's just because she loves you so much. You know, when Reba and I were first dating, she was incredibly jealous. Once, I didn't call her for a whole week. Okay, she never said anything about it, but you could tell it really bugged her.
Well, she never said anything.
No, you could tell. Man, are you sure you don't want to go and apologize? I mean, it's only a couple hours till your plane goes, and you're going to be gone for 3 whole days.
No way, Mr. H. I mean, I need to make a stand now, or else I'm going to be backing down my entire marriage. I mean, you told me that's how you handled both of your difficult wives.
That's guy talk, man. You don't do guy talk in a guy's living room.
Yeah. There's the liar.
And the man comfortable with the liar.
Okay, that stopped being funny half an hour ago. So what's for dinner, sweetie?
Oh, your favorite. New York steak with baked potatoes and homemade apple pie for dessert.
Oh, man, that sounds great. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I lied.
We're having Franks and beans. Yeah. See, I don't want to tell you the truth because you might overreact and get hysterical.
Franks and beans? Oh, we're having Franks and beans?
Hey, Van. Brought you clothes.
Thanks, Mrs. H, but I'm already wearing clothes.
Cheyenne's really upset. She's been locked in your room ever since you left, watching the wedding video over and over and over. Now, doesn't that sound like somebody who's hurting?
The wedding videos?
Yeah.
I'm a little thirsty.
I'm worried, Brock. If Van leaves with things unresolved, this thing could get out of control.
Well, if they won't get together, we'll get them together. Do whatever it takes to get Cheyenne to the airport.
You really think it'll work?
Well, it has to. We don't want them to have to go through the pain of someone not calling someone for a week, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
What?
You remember.
Remember what?
Come on, Reba.
Oh, Brock, we don't have time for this. Let's go to the airport.
Man, she's still hurting.
Thanks for the ride and everything, Mr. H, but don't you think I should be getting on the plane now?
No. No, not yet.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, so that's why you kept me from getting on the plane, Benedict Judas.
Mom, we knew they were here. That's why we came. I came, I saw. Goodbye.
Cheyenne, you have a life and a baby with that man, and I paid $8 for parking. Now start talking.
My mom made me come down here to say goodbye. And I already said it. So bye. There's an extra one for the next time you go away.
Wow. That apology is so bad, I'm starting to think it wasn't one.
I should not apologize to you. You should apologize to me.
For what? I didn't do anything.
Then you lied.
About nothing.
Shh. I brought you down here to make up, not to fight. Now get over there and make up.
Yeah, and make it fast. They're almost finished boarding.
I don't know how I can make up with someone who doesn't even trust me, and there is no reason for you not to trust me. I didn't do anything wrong.
But you could.
No, I couldn't.
Yes, you could. Anyone could.
Cheyenne, why don't you believe me?
Because my dad did.
Reba, you like this shirt?
I'm sorry, Dad. Look, Van, I mean, if it can happen to my parents, it can happen to anyone.
Not to us. I will never be like your dad. Again, sorry.
Cheyenne, you're mad at your husband for what your dad did? Honey, I'm not even mad at him anymore.
Really?
Don't get excited. There's new stuff.
I guess I saw what happened to you guys, and I was just trying to do everything to keep it from happening to us.
I'm telling you, it's not gonna happen.
Van, it's not that simple. Okay, I want to trust you. I do. It's not that simple. I mean, I can't just stop feeling the way that I'm feeling.
Cheyenne, believe me, you're not gonna make our mistakes. You're gonna make a bunch of new ones.
Yeah, and forget about mine.
Honey, you won't even know what half of your mistakes are until one day you're driving your daughter down to the airport to make up with her boneheaded husband just to find out it was somehow your fault.
And then we'll tell Elizabeth, no, no, no. It was Grandpa's fault. Sorry, last time.
Van, it's about time to go. Hi, Reba.
Hi.
And you must be Cheyenne. I'm Kate. It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
All right, well, I'll see you on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Cheyenne. This is my career and everything. But I won't go if you don't want me to.
You won't?
No way. What happens to us is way more important than our future.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So wait, do you trust me?
Well, I'm gonna work on it. Travel safe, and I'll be here to pick you up when you land. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Let's go. I couldn't fix it, so I made it into a vest.